Welcome to the Purposeful Parenting Podcast. I'm Harriet Rowe, wife and mother of four adult children, three girls and one boy, all graduates of the United States Military Academy at West Point. Grab a cup of tea or coffee, get cozy, and take in your weekly dose of purposeful parenting. Here we go. Though my mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. That's Isaiah 54th chapter, 10th verse. Welcome to another episode of Purposeful Parenting. Today, I want to talk to you about the importance of teaching your children compassion. Compassion, as you know, means to sympathize with those who are suffering. And I will add that it means taking action to help them. It's one thing to see someone holding two bags struggling to open the door and you feel sorry for them because they can't open it. But it's another for you to go over and open the door for them and help them with their bags. So compassion is sympathizing and helping. And children need to be taught compassion. And they see this as you are being compassionate towards others. Compassion is a character trait that is essential to have. And it helps build strong citizens for today's world and tomorrow's world. So as your children watch you show compassion, they're learning. And they can also learn from stories that you tell them about people who showed each other compassion. And that's what I want to do today, is share with you something that I found. I don't know who wrote this. Once again, as I find a number of things, it doesn't have an author's name on it. So I'll say the author is unknown. But listen to this and see how the person who is compassionate in this makes such a difference. It's called What Goes Around Comes Around. One day, a man saw an old lady stranded on the side of the road, but even in the dim light of the day, he could see that she needed help. So he pulled up in front of her Mercedes and got out. His Pontiac was still sputtering when he approached her. Even with a smile on his face, she looked worried. No one had stopped to help her for the last hour or so. Was he going to hurt her? He didn't look safe. He looked poor and hungry. He could see that she was frightened, standing out there in the cold. He knew how she felt. It was that chill which only fear can put in you. He said, "I'm here to help you, ma'am. Why don't you wait in the car where it's warm? By the way, my name is Brian Anderson." Well, all she had was a flat tire, but for an old lady, that was bad enough. Brian crawled under the car looking for a place to put the jack, skinning his knuckles a time or two. Soon he was able to change the tire, but he had to get dirty and his hands got dirty. As he was tightening up the lug nuts, she rolled down the window and began to talk to him. She told him that she was from St. Louis and was only passing through. She couldn't thank him enough for coming to her aid. Brian just smiled as he closed the trunk. The lady asked how much she owed him. Any amount would have been all right with her. She already imagined all the awful things that could have happened had he not stopped. Brian never thought twice about being paid. This was not a job to him. This was helping someone in need, and God knows there were plenty who had given him a hand in the past. He had lived his whole life that way, and it never occurred to him to act any other way. He told her that if she really wanted to pay him back, the next time she saw someone who needed help, she could give that person the assistance they needed. And then Brian added, "And think of me." He waited until she started her car and drove off. It had been a cold and depressing day, but he felt good as he headed for home, disappearing into the twilight. A few miles down the road, the lady saw a small cafe. She went in to get a bite to eat and take the chill off before she had made the last leg of her trip home. It was a dingy-looking restaurant. Outside were two old gas pumps. The whole scene was unfamiliar to her. The waitress came over and brought a clean towel to wipe her wet hair. She had a sweet smile, one that even being on her feet for the whole day couldn't erase. The lady noticed that the waitress was nearly 8 months pregnant, but she never let the strain and aches change her attitude. The old lady wondered how someone who had so little could be so giving to a stranger. Then she remembered Brian. After the lady finished her meal, she paid with a $100 bill. The waitress quickly went to get the change for her $100 bill, but the old lady had slipped right out the door. She was gone by the time the waitress came back. The waitress wondered where the lady could be. Then she noticed something was written on the napkin. There were tears in her eyes when she read what the lady wrote. She wrote, "You don't owe me anything. I have been there too. Somebody once helped me out the way I'm helping you. If you really want to pay me back, here is what you do. Do not let this chain of love end with you." Under the napkin were four $100 bills. Well, there were tables to clear, sugar bowls to fill, and people to serve. But the waitress made it through another day. That night, when she got home from work and climbed into bed, she was thinking about the money and what the lady had written. How could the lady have known how much she and her husband needed it? With the baby due next month, it was going to be hard. She knew how worried her husband was, and as he lay sleeping next to her, she gave him a soft kiss and whispered soft and low, "Everything's going to be all right. I love you, Brian Anderson." Parents, teach compassion to your children. It's a vital character trait, and it'll serve them well. As Charles Stanley used to say, you reap what you sow, more than you sow, and later than you sow. And most of the reaping comes in the way of feeling good about helping someone else. So until next time, remember to parent on purpose.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Purposeful Parenting. For more tips on parenting, or if you would like to reach out, please visit me on harrietrowe.com and follow me on Facebook, Harriet Rowe. That's Harriet with two T's. I look forward to grabbing a cup of tea or coffee with you next week. Feel free to invite a friend. Until then, this is Harriet Rowe reminding you to parent on purpose.